Now we're coming into the new year, and a lot of us get stirred up this time of year. All kinds of feelings. People are having parties. People are giving presents, and yet it's the biggest time of the year for people to be unhappy. And why? One of the reasons that people are unhappy is they're carrying around their regrets. So let's work on getting rid of regrets so we don't carry it around with us. So think about January of 2005. See if you have any regret that happened during January of 2005. That'll cause a contraction in your stomach, your chest. So bring your awareness to your stomach, your chest, and just open up and just allow that energy that's trapped in your stomach, allow it to pass through. It wants to leave, just let it leave. And more, and more, and more, and more, and more. Now think about January again and see if you have any regrets about January. And that would cause a contraction in your stomach, your chest. Open up and just allow the energy to pass through. It does want to leave, just let it leave. And more, and more, and more. And see if you still want to change what happened in January. Wanting to change it is a lacking change. You can't change something that once it happened, but you can change how you feel about it. So see if you still wanted to change the form of a regret. Open up and just allow the energy to start passing through. It wants to leave, just allow it to leave. And more, and more, and more, and more, and more, and even more, and even more. And see how you feel about January. See if you still have a contraction in your stomach or your chest. No point in carrying it around with you. So open up and just allow the energy to start passing through. It does want to leave. Just let it leave. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. Now let's look at February. See if you have anything you want to change in February. A regret. You wish it didn't happen. That'll bring up a contraction in your stomach, your chest. So open up and just allow the energy to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And even more. Think about February again. See if you have a regret. That'll cause a contraction in your stomach or your chest. Open up and just allow it to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. See how you feel about February now. See if you still have a regret, something you'd like to change. So open up and just allow the energy to pass through. It does want to leave. Just allow it to leave. And more. And more. And more. Now let's look at March. Think about what happened in March. See if you have a regret about March. You wanted to change what happened. Open up. And just allow the energy to pass through. It'll cause a contraction in your stomach, your chest, showing you you're out of harmony with nature. That's your body asking you to let it go. So open up and just allow it to pass through. It does want to leave. Just allow it to leave. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. Now see how you still feel about March. See if you still have a regret about March. Open up. And just allow the energy to pass through. It doesn't want to leave. Just allow it to leave. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. And more. Now let's look at April. Think back what happened in April. See if you have regret about April. You wanted to change something that happened. You can't change what happened, but you can change the way you feel about it. Many of us waste our lives trying to change things when it happened already, and there's no point in dwelling in it. Just let it go. So see if you have regret about April. You'll notice a contraction in your stomach or your chest. Open up the door. And just allow the energy to pass through. It does want to leave. Just let it leave. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. And more. And see how you feel about May. See if that brings up a contraction in your stomach or your chest. See if you have a regret about May. So open up and just allow it to start passing through. And more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And see how you feel about May again. See if there's still a regret about May. That'll cause a contraction in your stomach or your chest. Open up. And just allow it to pass through. It does want to leave. Just allow it to leave. All right, now let's take a look at June. See if you ever regret about June. That'll bring up a contraction in your stomach or your chest. Open up. And just allow the energy to pass through. It does want to leave. Just allow it to leave. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And even more. I think back about what happened in June. See if you still want to change it. Open up. Notice the contraction. Open up. And just allow it to pass through. It does want to leave. Just let it leave. And more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. Now let's take a look at July. See if you have a regret about July. That'll cause a contraction in your stomach or your chest. Open up. And just allow the energy to pass through. And more. 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 And go back to July again. See if there's anything you'd like to change about what happened in July. Notice a contraction. Open up. And just allow the energy to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And now let's look at August. See if you ever regret about August. Something you'd like to change. You wish it didn't happen. That'll bring up a contraction in your stomach or your chest. Open up. And just allow the energy to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. And more. See how you feel about it now. See how you feel about August now. See if you still want to change something. If you still have a regret, open up and just allow the energy to pass through. And more, and more, and more. Now let's take a look at September. Think back to September. What happened? What was going on? See if something got stirred up that caused you to want to regret something, want to change what happened. Could you let go of wanting to change it? And more, and more, and more, and more. See if you have a regret about September. That'll cause a contraction in your stomach, your chest. Open up. And just allow it to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And more. Now let's look at October. See if that brings up a regret in October. Something you'd like to change in October. Something that happened. Go back there. See if that'll cause a contraction in your stomach, your chest. Open up. And just allow the energy to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And even more. And more. And more. And even more. Now let's take a look at November. See if you have something you want to change that happened in November. Go back there. Think about what happened. Did that bring up a contraction, a tightness in your stomach, your chest? Open up and just allow the energy to pass through. It does want to leave, just allow it to leave. And more, and more, and more, and more, and even more, and more, and even more, and more, and even more, and more. See if you still want to change what happened in November. Remember, you can't change something once it happens, but you can change the way you feel about it. And if you want to change it, it'll cause a contraction in your stomach, your chest. Open up and just allow the energy to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And take a look at December. See if you have a regret about December. See if you still want to change it. Open up. Notice the contraction. Open up. And just allow the energy to start moving through. It wants to leave, just let it leave. And more. And more. And more. And more. Now visit back again in December and see if you still want to change it. Something that happened. Open up. And just allow it to evaporate and dissolve. And more. And more. What happened is just in your mind, and if you dwell on it, then that's what happens. If you let go of it, it's gone. You take it out of your computer. Don't keep it. Now take a look at the whole year past. See if there's still something remaining that you want to change, that you have a regret about. Bring it up. Notice the contraction in your stomach, your chest. Open up and just allow the energy to pass through. It does want to leave. Just allow it to leave. And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more, and more, and more. Now visit back again. to this year and see if there's still something you want to change. You wish it didn't happen. That'll bring up a contraction in your stomach, your chest. Open up and just allow it to pass through. It doesn't want to leave, just let it leave. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And more. Now let's think about the coming year. Think about what's coming up. See if you have a fear about it. You have a worry. Put your head down. You'll notice a contraction in your stomach, your chest. Open up. And just allow it to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And more. And even more. And more. And more. Think if you have a concern about this coming year, a fear, a resistance, any one of those things will bring up a contraction in your stomach, your chest. Open up and just allow the energy to pass through. And more. And more. And more. And more. And see if you have an issue with somebody in your life. Somebody that you're resisting. What I strongly suggest you do, so you start off the year in the right direction, is to sit down and do, I allow myself to love whoever, your boss, your mother, your father, your spouse, your significant other. Remember, love is the answer. Let go of whatever's in the way. Sit down and do some homework. Pull up any remaining regrets. Sit down and pull up any remaining fears or resistance for the coming year. Really make an intention that I'm going to release no matter what. Remember, an intention is a mini goal. When you decide to do something, it follows through. But if you don't have an intention, you go on automatic, and the next thing you know, you don't know what you're doing. So just really make a strong intention that I'm going to release. I'm going to go free this year. Ask yourself what's stopping you. Look at page 21 in the Abundance Book and see where you are on the chart as the emotional scale. Am I in apathy? Am I in grief? Am I in fear? Am I in lust? Am I in anger? Am I in pride? Am I in courageousness? Am I in acceptance? Am I in peace? See where you're going. See where you are and decide that you're going to move towards peace. You'll never be happy until you get there. And so, onward and upward, and keep releasing, and thank you.